Let's talk some American sport now with the sports god from NBC Radio in Los Angeles. Dave Smith's on the line. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kev, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you've had a big Rose Bowl over there. These bowls are massive, and this one is one of the biggest of the big.
Yeah, that was a great game today here in L.A. in Pasadena, California. The Rose Bowl was a Penn State, the number five team in the country, hosting, playing USC in the Rose Bowl for a team from L.A., and wow, what a game. USC takes a big early lead. Penn State goes up 49-35 with about 6 minutes left in the game, and USC scores two touchdowns and ties it and then kicks a field goal as the game ends to win 52-49. That's why we love college football. It's just an unbelievable game in the Rose Bowl today.
Now, did that game actually mean anything?
Well, it doesn't mean anything because the Final Four is already set. We have the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson coming up next week, but Rose Bowl has great tradition, and it's always a big game, and that was fantastic football out there today.
Now, I've got some NBA games on today. I see the Cavs have beaten New Orleans, and LeBron has done it again. But Harden is the name everyone's talking about in basketball in America at the moment. Tell me why.
James Harden, you know, I've never been a big fan of his, Kev, over the years, and I thought he was kind of selfish, and he was a ball dominator and dribbled too much and never played any defense. And when the bright lights would shine the brightest in the postseason, he never really did anything. I thought he was the type of guy that just piled up numbers against bad teams. But my goodness, his transformation this year, Kevin, has been unbelievable. It's shocking how much better he is now. He's lost weight. He's in great shape. He's defending. And I think the biggest improvement, and the credit goes to Mike D'Antoni, the new coach of the Houston Rockets, who said in the summer, I'm going to make James Harden my point guard. He's going to be a distributor and an assist guy. He's going to be just like Steve Nash was for me 10 years ago with the Suns. And I said, you're nuts. James Harden can't be a point guard. He's selfish. Well, he's proven me wrong. He's leading the NBA in assists. He's a distributor. The other night he had, Kevin, arguably maybe the greatest regular season game in NBA history, 53 points, 17 assists, and 16 rebounds. Just ridiculous numbers. And he had a triple-double again tonight. So I'm shocked at his transformation this year. It's unbelievable.
And amongst all that, the Rockets are actually been a very good team as well.
Yeah, they're 27-9 now. It's just it's amazing, and the transformation, and just the great numbers he's put. And I said the other night, I think it's the greatest regular season game in NBA history, until I looked up some of Wilt Chamberlain's old numbers. He had a game of 78 points and 43 rebounds once. He had another game of 100 points and 25 rebounds. And one time I looked up, this is incredible. He had 22 points, 25 rebounds, 21 assists, and 14 blocks one game. It's just those numbers are just, and he had about 15 40-40 games, points and rebounds. So when it comes to Wilt, the numbers are like a video game. You just can't believe it.
Yeah, and Wilt was pretty busy off the court, too, from all reports.
Yeah, his claim of betting down 20,000 women in a book he wrote late in his life. But, you know, before Wilt died, he admitted he added a zero to that to sell books, and it was really more like 2,000.
Oh, done with the
2,000. 2,000 is nothing to sneeze at, Kev. That's not bad, but it's not 20,000.
No, exactly. Hey, Dave, hold that thought for 1 second. We've got to get to a little bit of breaking news from the SCG.
An Australia-Pakistan Test cricket update.
Graham Smokey Dawson, the skipper's out.
Yes, he is. He's tried to back cut the leg spinner, Yasir Shah, and he's nicked it through to Sarfraz Ahmed. We'll keep an eye on him because he's got three catches and three wickets at four. And Smith goes for 24, and he was extremely disappointed to be getting out. Matt Renshaw into the 90s is 91, and he'll be joined by Victoria's own Peter Hanscom coming out to bat at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Australia, 3 for 244.
SEN Summer of Cricket for High and Mighty, the big and tall end of year sale on now. And Ashley and Martin. For a free consultation, call 13GROW.
Dave Smith from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles. You can listen to him online, The Sports God. Follow him on Twitter. Gee, you must be exhausted. I've never seen someone tweet so much in the space of a couple of hours. You've been busy today, Dave.
Yeah, I've been going crazy. I get on a roll, and it's all of a sudden I feel like I'm on the air again. I can't help myself.
I wanted to talk to you about Ronda Rousey. Well, now, I know you've got some theories about this 48-second fight. Take us through that.
Well, I agree with her mother. She said before the Holly Holm fight 15 months ago, you know, Anne-Marie DeMars, Rhonda's mother, who was a world champion judo participant herself back in the day, said Edwin Tarverdian is incompetent. He's a bad guy. He's a con man, Rhonda's trainer, and she needs to run away from him as far as possible, and she's going to lose if she continues with this guy. And sure enough, she got knocked out against Holly Holm, and just about the worst fight strategy I've ever seen, Kev. I mean, she's up against a striker and a former women's boxing champion, and she stands right in front of her and doesn't move her head and tries to box her. And then in 15 months, I guess, her trainer learned absolutely nothing because it was the same fight plan this time against Amanda Nunes. No head movement, standing in the pocket, stand right in front of her, try and box her. This guy's got to go. I recommended to her that she dump her boyfriend, dump her trainer, and move to a different gym and start all over again if she wants to continue, because this trainer of hers, you know, he's been arrested for felony ID fraud in the past and having multiple Social Security numbers, multiple IDs on him, multiple credit cards. Who knows what his name really is?
And we thought boxing was full of shady characters.
Yeah, but, you know, this is a good example. Listen to your mothers, guys, because the mother knows best. She stayed fiercely loyal to this Tarverdian character, and now her career's on the skid. She might not ever fight again now.
Well, you would think it would be a wise idea for her not to. Well, she didn't fight. She just stood there and let herself get punched.
Yeah, her strength is judo and arm bars and getting you down on the ground. And this trainer of hers has got her convinced she's some kind of great boxer. They're trying to transform her. Against a striker like Amanda Nunes, I mean, she should have been low, like crawling like a spider, diving at her legs and get her on the ground and stand right in front of her and get popped in the face over and over and over. It's not the best strategy I've ever seen. Yeah.
No, it doesn't work for me either. What'd you make of the wash-up of the NFL and the sacking of a couple of coaches? We've had, five go down so far or thereabouts.
Yeah, with Black Monday, we've got the playoff field all set, and then Chip Kelly of the 49ers gets fired after only 1 year, along with the general manager, Trent Baalke. But, the guy who should get fired is the owner, Jed York, but unfortunately, it's hard to fire the owner because he's the cause of all this. But Unfortunately, he's going to stay around. Todd Bowles of the Jets keeps his job, surprisingly. John Fox keeps his job with the Chicago Bears. Mike McCoy gets fired in San Diego. Rex Ryan got fired in Buffalo about a week ago, and they were falling like dominoes today as we get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. And who do you like in the playoffs? Are you still New England, or do you think someone can actually knock Tom Brady over?
Oh, no, I absolutely love New England, even though I picked the Steelers and the Packers before the season started, and they're both in, and they both look good, but I just love this New England team. And I've never been a fan of the New England Patriots particularly, but the way Tom Brady was railroaded and screwed over by the league with that four-game suspension for that Deflategate thing that never really happened, I would love nothing better. I would love nothing better, Kevin, than to see Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, hand Tom Brady the MVP trophy this year, and then up on stage hand him the Super Bowl MVP trophy, and then hand him the Vince Lombardi trophy for winning the Super Bowl. But I tell you what, if I were Tom Brady, I'd have my middle finger size for that Super Bowl ring. That's in honor of Roger Goodell.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
That makes sense. Hey, can I ask, as a sports commentator in the U.S., are you a Bill Belichick fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's one of the all-time great NFL coaches, maybe the best. And his ability to change his game plan. You see, most coaches are stubborn and set in their ways, Kevin, where they have a certain way of doing things, and they're going to do that every week, and that's their system. And, coaches watch game films and get ready for them. But, you know, these coaches love to watch 15 or 16 hours a day of game film to sleep in the office, but that does you absolutely no good against a guy like Bill Belichick because he throws everything in the garbage can, and depending on who he's playing, it's an entirely new game plan offensively and defensively. So watching film for him doesn't do you any good. That's why he's so smart and he has such a great coach. And, you know, when you have Tom Brady at quarterback, that doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, it's not going to harm your chances, though. They're going to miss, what are they calling, the Gronk?
Gronk. Oh, my God. See, this is why he's hardly played at all this year, and they're still 14-2. Tom Brady's out the first four games of the season. They don't have Gronk, who's – Gronk is probably the most devastating weapon in the National Football League, running down the field at 6'7" and 280 pounds, and he's fast, and he can jump and run, and he's the most unstoppable force at the receiver position in the league. They don't have him. They don't have Brady for the first four games, and they still go 14-2. And Tom Brady will probably win the MVP this year, even though he missed the first four games. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Good on you, Dave. Always great to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Kevin.
Dave Smith there, the sports god. Follow him on Twitter if you can keep up with him. And you can hear him online at NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles.